North Carolina continues to slowly open from the coronavirus. One industry that was hit hard was dental care. But dentists are beginning to welcome back patients with new precautions in place. Naomi Prilo has more.
Getting a regular teeth cleaning is a bit different in a pandemic. It used to be that a patient would go into the dentist's lobby, check in, and wait to be called. But now, you sit in your car, call the office, and let them know you've arrived. Someone comes to take your temperature, give you some hand sanitizer, and make you wear a mask, at least until you're in the dentist chair. This is the new normal for dentist offices across the state, thanks to guidelines set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the North Carolina State Board of Dental Examiners, and the American Dental Association. Bobby White is the CEO of the North Carolina State Board of Dental Examiners. He says the future of dental care is forever changed.
When HIV first hit the world stage, dentists changed radically the sterilization processes. I think the same thing has happened here, and that is that while this virus is still active, and until unless there's a cure or a vaccine or whatever, that the standard of care is going to be different.
Dentists are naturally in one of the highest risk professions. The virus can spread as they use instruments that contain droplets of water, saliva, blood, and other debris. However, according to the CDC, there's no data available to assess the risk of transmission of the coronavirus during dental practice. A number of dentists' offices across the state closed their doors to patients in March when the coronavirus was classified as a pandemic by the World Health Organization. Travis Bell, who is a dentist in Greensboro, shut down his office but continued to work with a small staff for emergency procedures.
It has been by far in my career the one event that has made us take a step back and really evaluate the policies and procedures that we set, that we follow, that we hold our team members and our offices accountable to follow.
Since they've reopened, Bell says his staff is getting back into the swing of things. He says one of his goals is to make patients' experience as touchless as possible for their own safety.
There's really no need for you to touch any item in the facility. If someone's checking you in outside and open the door for you, you notice the other doors inside were, if they were present, they were open. So you didn't have to touch anything. I think all that is just going to be the standard for the foreseeable future.
And as long as there are teeth to be cleaned and operated on during a pandemic, dentists will continue to find a way to take care of them. Naomi Prilo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.